From the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. At tonight's meeting, the Juneau Assembly will review anchoring rules aimed at preventing vessels from becoming derelict in city waters. The initiative is in response to a notorious tugboat that's been anchored near a downtown boat harbor for years. K2's Jacob Resnick reports.
Gastineau Channel is a patchwork of jurisdictions that fall under federal, state, and local rules. Until now, there's no time limit for anchoring in city waters. Juneau Harbor Master Dave Borg says that's a problem.
Our docks and harbors were not designed for vessels to just sit in wet storage for, you know, eons, because they cause a lot of problems as far as deteriorating, pollution. They become a nuisance, basically.
The Docks and Harbors Board recently sent the Assembly draft regulations to address the issue. They require permits for boats anchored more than 24 hours in city-owned or managed waters and tidelands. The initiative is in response to the Lumberman, a 1940s-era tug that's anchored at the entrance of Aurora Harbor. It's an unpermitted liveaboard, paying no mooring fees. Tragedy struck in December when a skiff carrying five people headed out to the tug capsized. Three people made it safely to shore, but two Juneau men, James Cole and Sheridan Scott Stringer, were never found. The incident was 3 months to the day after Juneau's port director told the vessel's owner to move the tug away from Aurora Harbor. Borg said the Lumberman's owner, Brendan Mattson, has kept a low profile and hasn't been seen in weeks. Mariners seeking to drop anchor for longer than 24 hours would still have federally managed navigable waters as an option. That's provided they don't block shipping. The anchoring regulations will be reviewed by the Juneau Assembly at its February 12th meeting. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
And Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski says a proposed bill would give 100,000 acres of federal land in total to Native groups in five Southeast Alaska towns. The Ketchikan Daily News reports the proposed legislation, also called the Alaska Native Claims Improvement Act of 2017, looks to mitigate issues with the original Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act that was passed almost a half century ago. A major component of the legislation involves the formation of Native corporations in five Southeast Alaska communities: Ketchikan, Wrangell, Petersburg, Tenneke, and Haines. Murkowski says these five communities were never granted village or urban corporations. The bill says upon incorporation, each of the five new corporations would receive, quote, one township of land, end quote. And looking at weather for today, the National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the Juneau area until 3 p.m. Monday. This morning, snow is expected to turn to freezing rain, making for slick conditions on roads and sidewalks. The rain will continue until tomorrow morning. And that's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.